It's 7 a.m. Eastern, February the 14th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $51,605. ETH is down slightly at $2,746. And Solana is up 0.5% at $115. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Stacks up 16%, Pyth Network up 15%. Well, Bitcoin's price has risen above 51K, leading to the liquidation of nearly 70 million in short positions, contributing to over 130 million in total crypto short positions getting wiped out on centralized exchanges in the past 24 hours, according to data from CoinGlass. Bitcoin's value has risen by more than 21% since the start of February, with its dominance in the crypto market now at 50%. The StarkNet Foundation has announced its token distribution plan, offering rewards to nearly 1.3 million eligible wallets, including early users of ecosystem dApps, network contributors, and Ethereum builders. The distribution aims to decentralize and govern the StarkNet Layer 2 network, leveraging ZK rollup technology for scaling decentralized applications. Eligible wallets can claim the Stark token from February the 20th to June the 20th, with over 700 million tokens distributed. Eligibility criteria were based on November snapshots, considering transaction volume, frequency, and other factors. Well, crypto gaming platform PlayDApp suffered two exploits on February the 9th and February the 12th, resulting in the loss of tokens worth 290 million. PlayDApp attempted negotiation for the return of funds but was unsuccessful. The hacker continued by minting additional tokens and laundering them through exchanges. PlayDApp paused the PLA smart contract yesterday and is collaborating with exchanges, forensic firms, and law enforcement. Migration solutions such as an airdrop are being explored. Ripple is expanding its U.S. regulatory qualifications by acquiring Standard Custody and Trust Company, which holds a New York Trust Charter. This move allows Ripple to offer more financial services beyond its role as a payments network. The acquisition, pending approval from the New York regulator, aligns with Ripple's goal of providing infrastructure to financial institutions. The deal adds a crypto custody and settlement business to Ripple's offerings, enabling customers to maintain their custody with Ripple. And finally, Japan's Financial Services Agency urged financial institutions to ramp up monitoring of unlawful transactions to crypto exchanges. Concerns stem from data suggesting that fraud damages often involve crypto transfers. The FSA advised institutions to enhance user protection based on risk levels, like scrutinizing transfers to crypto platforms. The FSA also stressed bolstering monitoring of illicit transfers to crypto exchanges. Despite these measures, Japan recently approved a tax revision exempting corporations from taxing unrealized crypto gains if held long-term. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.